Local chef Joel Chenet gives a demonstration of how to prepare fish to a group gathered in the center's kitchen. He says in his experience, people like bones removed.
That is one thing I discovered over the years doing those demonstrations, you know, either in supermarket or different places with people, why people don't cook fish. You know why? Fish smell. Well, if you do it quickly, you won't get that smell. If you steam it, same thing, you don't get that smell.
Chef Joel spoons barbecue sauce made from salmon berries and wild blueberries over two salmon fillets and barbecues them on a flat-top grill. As a last touch, he uses a blowtorch to caramelize the sauce. The Leadership Institute training began Monday, and organizers have provided a feast worthy of the fishing industry. Just entering the building, you see bags of salmon jerky on one counter and a separate table with coffee, scones, and other snacks. And for lunch, Chef Joel prepares blackened scallops, barbecued salmon, and king crab legs. Those he cuts lengthwise.
You take a small knife like this, then you just go to the leg.
This is the last day of the training, and lunch comes after several lectures, including one on equipment different processors use and one from a longtime member of the fishing industry who shares his experiences in Kodiak. The 23 participants come from all over Alaska and have been tasked with bringing back new skills and ideas to their employers. Shantae Kachudin is based in Anchorage and works as a field office administrator at a community development quota program called the Aleutian Pribilof Island Community Development Association.
I knew that there were going to be people that were just starting out in the industry, just like me, in processing facilities all around Alaska, and it's really good to network in the industry because, you know, as we move forward, the people that I'm meeting today are going to be, you know, 10 years down the line holding management positions in these companies.
Joshua Marisich is a quality assurance manager at Icicle Seafoods in Larsen Bay and says he comes for the change of pace.
When we're working during the salmon season, it's very hands-on and you're learning on the job, but this was an opportunity to come and speak with industry experts and be able to learn in the classroom and projects like microbiology, and there's some wonderful academics here who are able to teach us things that we can't learn during the season in the plants.
He says the program provides a holistic understanding of the industry by choosing instructors with a wide variety of expertise. The training in Kodiak is just one step in the entire program. Next, participants will choose mentors and work on projects through the winter to then present in March at a leadership meeting in Anchorage. The program culminates in Boston at Seafood Expo North America. I'm Kayla DeRoche.